Jasper, how you been?
I'm doing well, Joel. Just been busy with work and kids and all that good stuff.
And I don't know, putting together this program for the state.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I got you in here because there's a progress report out. And that progress report, I think at times, and even I fall into this trap. I talk about some of the things that we need to do when it comes to the oil patch in Western North Dakota. But in this progress report, there's some real good evidence of some of the things that the federal government has done in Western North Dakota. And I want to make sure and get that out there. Walk me through this.
So at USDA, Rural Development, we're committed to the future of rural communities. And in a state like North Dakota, with so much of it being rural, with our two biggest industries, energy production, agriculture, both rural industries, what we do is so synonymous with the growth of North Dakota. And so we've put a special emphasis on building out our rural infrastructure, especially in the Bakken. And sometimes folks question, you know, what's the federal government doing to support this energy growth? And at USDA, we're right there with them. We've got great partners up in the Northwest, really all across the state, whether it's the rural telecoms, the rural electric cooperatives, or rural water, you name it, we probably work with them. And so we're supporting infrastructure growth. We're building out the utilities, the electrical systems, the water systems, the telecom systems, opening up capital. And all of that, Joel, helps support the Bakken, supports private sector investment. And we're spurring all sorts of economic activity as a result.
Give me some examples, hard examples of what you've put some money into.
Utilities, just, you know, pipe in the ground. That is pivotal to support industry growth and the population growth of a booming area. We've also put a special emphasis onto our hospital infrastructure. We've done a number of hospitals and clinics and long-term care facilities across the state. That's incredibly important because when you travel around North Dakota, a lot of these facilities were built in the 30s, 40s, 50s, desperate need of upgrades, but also a special emphasis on housing. No doubt about it, there's still a shortage of quality, affordable, available housing, and we have a rural housing service at USDA, and we have a lot of programs and resources to help build out both single-family and multifamily homes.
That was where I wanted to get to, though. I wanted to talk about housing because I knew that was a branch of what you can do. I, as an old rural water manager, know the role that rural development plays in building water systems. You just simply couldn't do it without them. I mean, that's the cold, hard truth. But housing is such a need right now.
Yeah.
Is the state partnering with you on any of this? Is local entities? I mean, how do you put together a package? Because you're not going to go in there and write the whole bill. I mean, you're going to need partners on this.
Yeah. You know, the state's come a long way with the North Dakota Housing Incentive Fund, but the work continues. There's still a tremendous amount to do. Even the work that we've done over the last 5 years in my tenure, there's still more to do. And, you know, what's interesting about the housing issue is it's become a workforce issue, no doubt about it. We talk to sheriffs, hospital administrators, superintendents all over the state, and they may be able to attract a nurse or a deputy, but they're not going to be able to keep them if they can't find a quality place to live. And if they've got kids, if they can't find daycare, they're out of there. And
so
these are workforce issues and that we're trying to meet.
My wife employs people in Williston and Dickinson, and housing is the biggest issue.
Yeah.
It's the biggest issue, no question about that. So here's to me, I mean, there was a great partnership in the old days. When we were building water systems, you know, we were doing things through the State Water Commission in conjunction with rural development. Is there that kind of marriage? Are you guys talking to each other about this stuff?
There is. We partner with the state usually through the Bank of North Dakota on some of our water projects. The legislature this past session appropriated $50 million to medical facilities to start a revolving loan fund that we've been able to leverage those resources. But, you know, the work continues. And, you know, we partner with the state where we can. We partner with local governments where we can. And sometimes where their needs not met, we go in alone and get the job done.
I'm going to give some examples that I pulled up from your report, which is why Amy gave you a call, because I saw this. In Crosby, for example, a Northwest Communications Co-op, we got a $300,000 grant. In Bowman, a $15 million loan for construction of a new hospital. I mean, the numbers go on and on and on until we get to the healthcare and emergency services for a total in grant money of $923,000 and a total of loan money of $46,676,000. Now that's just in healthcare and emergency services.
Yeah, and that's just in the past year.
So you know what's going to happen the minute you walk out that door. Somebody's going to call in and say, yeah, there we go. The federal government's doing this, and you're big infrastructure, Joel. That's why you bring Jasper in, but we don't have the money for this. What's our answer to that?
Well, these are loan programs. These are loans that will get paid back to the Treasury with interest. What's cool about a lot of our programs is Congress defines them as having a negative subsidy rate, which actually means they pay for themselves. And we've been fortunate to have good support from our senators. Both Senator Heitkamp and Hoeven understand rural. They understand banking, and just been great supporters of with the Farm Bill. We're tremendously excited about that and having a budget. And these programs are not a new thing either, Joel. They've been around a long time. Prior to the mid-90s, our agency was actually called the Farmers Home Administration, the Rural Electrification Administration. And together, they're kind of tied today under USDA Rural Development.
I want to say this because I think that the next question then after that, after you mentioned the fact that much of this is loan, and yes, there's some grant money to this. There's some seed money to get it started in some of these cases. But the rate of payback on the loan side, the amount of money that's paid back, I mean, how many of these people end up delinquent?
We have the lowest delinquencies in the country.
Boom. That's important to get out there.
Absolutely. And all of that's figured into the subsidy rate. And when these programs actually turn a profit for the Treasury, it's a win-win for rural communities. It's a win-win for the country and ultimately the taxpayers.
What about if somebody came to you with a project for daycare, which is a huge issue, securing child care? You know, is that something that falls under your category that you can work on?
It does, and we've been working on that. We funded a couple of daycares this past year, one in Turtle Lake, one in Berthold, just west of Minot, and you know, that work continues. And but what we're seeing, Joel, what's really interesting is we've seen an uptick from businesses wanting to expand to include employee housing, which traditionally employers haven't offered, but also employee daycare. And so we're seeing a huge uptick on that on the business community, and I think that's incredibly exciting.
They're starting to get it, aren't they?
They are, because it's a workforce issue.
Right.
They know they're not going to be able to retain the talent without that.
Jasper Schneider, he is the state director of USDA's Rural Development. On your side, on the federal side, you know, there's budget cuts coming all the time. They can say what they want about the Obama administration, but they've been tightening the purse strings big time. When I left D.C., the one sense I got was that the diversion project around Fargo wasn't going to be funded. You know, those type of projects are always out there kind of in the loop, and now it's looking more and more like, hey, so are your funds going to be drying up, Jasper?
It's a little bit of both. You know, I've been in this job almost 5 years. The first couple of years, it was go, go, go with the Recovery Act and a lot of those funds coming through our office. The last few years, you know, we've been dealing with sequestration. We started off our fiscal year with a 2.5-week government shutdown. And where we've been really hurt, Joel, is on the staffing side, on the support dollars, the administrative dollars. But our program funds remain strong. And so even with budget cuts, our program loan dollars continue to rise, even though our staff resources continue to go down. But, you know, we've got great men and women working in our agency. We've got 42 of them across the state. You know, sometimes federal workers get a bad rap, but these are hardworking folks that are dedicated to the mission of our agency and just good, solid North Dakotans.
Rod Beck's still out there shooting some pheasants every now and then?
He is. He's
well done, buddy.
He's on our team.
All right, I want to throw just some of these out there for our great listeners at 660. Listen to this. On the business side, and this doesn't include Berthold, Botno, Bowman, Dickinson. I just want to talk about Williston for just 1 second. Just let's use Williston as the example. Construction of the Mainstay Suite Hotel, $7,350,000. Construction of the Holiday Inn Express and Suites, $4,710,000. Working capital for telecommunications, $662,000. Construction of a new building for business use and office space, $2,350,000. Purchase equipment for low voltage telecommunications company, $1,060,000. Now let's go to the housing, which if you're in Williston, Jasper, that is huge. Mm-hmm. Housing. Construction and renovation of 44 affordable rental units. That's $1,472,000. Construction of 40 senior apartment units. Thank God for that. I mean, these people have to leave their home and their families because they can't. I mean, but you stuck $930,000 into that. I mean, those are the things that's going to get something done.
Yeah, and that's important, especially for seniors who are facing this displacement issue. We don't really have any tenant rights in the state. And these are folks who have lived in that community for a long time, and making sure that they have a quality, safe place to live is important.
And you got over $5,500,000 into the new clinic in Williston. So,
yeah.
Jasper, thanks. It's good to hear. I hope this we keep pushing forward. Is there anything that the people listening can do to encourage the legislature in North Dakota to partner with what we have available on the federal side? In other words, are we leaving some money on the table that we could be doing what we're talking about here?
Yeah, we do. I think any time that governments can partner, especially with a shrinking federal government, well, we're not going to have the resources going forward that we have had in the past. And so packaging a deal financially, leveraging state resources or local resources is always important. The state's come a long way, but the work continues and there's more to do.
Jasper, always good to talk to you.